views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host Nancy. I'm here with the awesome Benny, running the boards.
Hello there.
Hello, Benny. And of course, here with Mary Jane. For those of you who don't know about Mary Jane, she is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington, and has been practicing there since 1992. She does the TAPS system. The Accelerated Performance System, which is a form of muscle testing in the body to find out what your nutritional deficiencies are. Then she recommends a protocol that's designed specifically for you and your body, which will bring you back into balance and back into optimal health. And today we have a very special guest in the studio with us, Dr. Jeff Haller. I'm going to turn it over to Mary Jane right now so she can actually tell you about Dr. Haller, who does Feldenkrais. One more thing before I turn it over. We are taking your calls. Mary Jane will be taking your calls, and so will Jeff. If you have a question, please give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Okay, Mary Jane?
Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Well, today we're you know, when you come to our office, we're always looking at your whole body, not just the nutrition piece. We're looking at the emotional, the physical, the structural, and I am able to help you, guide you in the right direction to that discipline or that other method that may be helpful for you to get in total balance and be the best you can be. And today we have my favorite person, Dr. Jeff Haller, in the studio, and we're going to talk about the Feldenkrais method. And I can tell you, years ago, it's been maybe 30 years ago, I became involved with Feldenkrais. At that time, I had injured my back or pulled a muscle or did something, but I couldn't even walk. I had to crawl out of bed, and they gave me a bell to ring if I needed anything in my house, but nobody ever heard that bell. So
I wonder why.
So I heard about Feldenkrais, and there was a practitioner in Issaquah. She was a physical therapist, and she also did Feldenkrais. And I made an appointment with her and basically barely made it in that office. Just getting out of the car and getting up there was very difficult. Well, she worked on me one time, and I am not kidding, one time, and I got up and walked out of there, and it was a total miracle. When she was working on my feet, I could remember it just as if it was yesterday. I could feel the energy open up from my feet all the way up to my head, and it totally changed me, and I was sold. So after that, I continued with Feldenkrais, and then I met Jeff at the Feldenkrais Center in Seattle and started going to classes and attending different functions there, and it was amazing work. Well, through the years, I'll tell you about my recent experience. I ride at a ranch down in California, and I have two horses down there. And when I rode last time, I had a little episode with my horse. And basically, I didn't prepare my horse properly and just got on, and I actually got bucked off. So when I got bucked off, it's the first time I've ever gotten bucked off or came off a horse. First time ever.
Ever, ever.
Ever.
And you've been riding them quite a while.
Long time.
Good
Long time.
It's
ever.
Pretty good stat, though, really.
But I'll tell you why I really think that happened. So I hit the hard, it was hard ground, hit the ground, and then was able to go to someone in that area. It's down in Petaluma, who did body work. And she worked on me for an hour, and I felt much better. And then Sunday, I thought I felt so good, I was going to ride again. Well, I got back on the horse from the fence, and I could feel every muscle on my left side just rip. It was just like somebody shredded them. And after that, I did get home okay. And the first person that came into my mind was Jeff Haller. So I emailed him immediately for an appointment and was able to get in very quickly. And I basically limped into his office. I was pretty bruised up. I mean, I had severe bruising in my ribs, and my body looked beat up, but I could barely walk. So I had one session with Jeff and immediately felt dramatically better. And after my second session with Jeff, it was just each session built on the other. By the time I had three sessions, I was I felt like I could get on that horse and be like really be great, which I was. So I went back to the ranch to ride and got on my horse, and we had this big event, Day of the Horse, and I rode my horse better than I have ridden in years, and it was just like an amazing transformation and change. That it's life-changing, and it just goes to show you don't have to be stuck in all your pain and all your misery in order and take pills or do other things. There's other solutions, and they're not that difficult to change years of the pattern that you've developed. So I'm excited to have Jeff here, and if you have any questions pertaining to your body or what's going on in your body that you may want to ask Jeff, please call in, and he can answer your questions. All right, you can call for and ask any questions for me.
Again, that call-in number is 1-800-930-2819.
And one more thing is the reason I really feel I fell off that horse or got bucked off that horse, I think it was for me, yes. But at the same time, my granddaughter was having some major issues, and we have done all types of therapy with her. We have done so much. She said years of physical therapy, and she has some special needs. And at that time, after I had seen Jeff, I started asking him about my granddaughter, and I took my granddaughter to see Jeff, and it was like it's like a miracle. She's had two sessions, and the first time when you ask her which is right and left, you could see she was guessing. After all the times we've explained that and done that, she really didn't know her right from her left. And after one session with Jeff, he got that right away when he was asking her questions. And then by the end of the session, she was very confident, this was my right and this is my left. And the second session she had, She when she walks, she never walks flat on her feet. She curls her feet and kind of rocks, very unstable. And at the end of the second session, and that's all she's had so far, she was walking flat on her feet, balanced and secure and connected to the rest of her body. It's just amazing. So now I would like to introduce Jeff and let him tell you about what he does and how it works.
So we're going to do the whole thing here.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, okay. That's easy enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
So obviously, people would sit in the audience and they would ask, what is the Feldenkrais method? And we can't describe that in an hour.
No. It's difficult anytime.
Yeah. So, but what we can do is we can look at the advantages of the Feldenkrais method, and we can look at it as a transformative process. And we can look at what opportunities we have if we invest ourselves in the Feldenkrais method. So I think we could do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Because the work was invented by a man named Moshe Feldenkrais, for the people in the background, who first of all was a first-class genius, graduated first in his class from the Sorbonne in France in electrical engineering and physics. And he brought that intelligence to working with his own body that he'd suffered serious injuries from, and mostly from his practice of judo. And so he began to evolve the way for people to recover their physical integrity, but also their emotional dignity, and to look at what is the question of what is health. So let's take a look at a little bit of what the work entails. But we have to first of all understand something that's really inherent in the work. Every single person born on this, that is raised and born on this planet, inherent within them is the ability to learn. It's absolutely essential part of our physical makeup. And it's so intact because we're the only animal that has to acquire all of its behavior. Yeah. Now, I have two children. I've watched them being born. I was there at their birth. And each of them came with a personality. They came with a history. They came out of wherever they came from. And they brought something with them. And that's completely intact within them. There's a particular will. There's a particular quality that people bring. But inherent within them is this ability to learn. And what people fail to understand is that the very moment that you enter the field of gravity, you're learning. You're acquiring your sense of self. Yeah. You're acquiring everything that you know. You're acquiring the way you move, the way you act, the way that you participate in the culture, the way that your family, the way that you interact with your family. In other words, you acquire your sense of yourself, and you identify with that sense of self. And we can say without hesitation that we're conditioned by the world. Now, if we just follow that conditioning out, that's unconsciousness. We just live as how the world has conditioned us without having any break in the process. We just simply, our habits form faster than we can do anything to change them. Yeah, that's the nature of the habit formation. And we must, as any animal, we must have invariance. We must form habits to make our life efficient. But most of the habits that we form are maladapted to the world of gravity. You only will learn to walk good enough. You only learn to crawl good enough. And you crawl and walk good enough in order to get to what it is that interests you. But nobody took any time to help you master crawling or master walking or master getting from one place to the other. And so we can find out with any person, no matter how extraordinarily gifted they are, whether it be in the martial arts, 40 years of Tai Chi training, whatever it is, we can find that there are areas within themselves, within their self-image, that they limp, that they don't have, that's not as refined as it could be. So the question is, how do we go about refining the way that we function?
Okay, and time for us to take a short break, and Jeff is going to answer that question when we come back. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
When the night comes falling in your eyes, and you bring your love on me, I feel your heartbeat beating next to mine. There's nothing more for me. Let it be when it's all right. The feeling is so good.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. We're here with Benny. We're here with Mary Jane and our very special guest, Dr. Jeff Haller. And we were talking before we went to break, and Jeff's going to go ahead and follow up with that.
Yeah, we'll follow up for just a moment with this idea. We began to talk about this question of being raised in the field of gravity and the way that we identify ourselves with this experience. Now, if we're going to transform ourselves, instead of living out a life of compulsion, to begin to develop a life of choice. Now, there are hundreds. Right here from where I'm sitting, I could probably walk 10 miles and probably find 150 different modalities for transformation. Right here in the studio, there are, just listen to the advertisements, every advertisement is about some form of transformation. So the question is, what's the advantage of the Feldenkrais method for transformation? And then we have to ask, what is transformation for? So if I ask people in my practice, what would you most like to experience? Or if I said, you have a half hour to live before, and how would you most like to experience yourself in that last half hour? Almost everyone says, I'd like to be tranquil. I'd like to be peaceful. I'd like to be with the people that I love. Yeah?
That's true. I was just thinking this, peaceful.
Yeah.
Like a.
I'd like to be calm. I'd like to have a quality of openness that maybe I never experienced before. So I can almost guarantee to you that you will not find that in your conditioning.
No, we're all rushed.
We're all rushed.
We're rushing here, we're rushing there, we're always on the go, and we never...
Because our conditioning means that we use outcomes as a basis to determine our sense of well-being. And that's been conditioned into us. You had to get the approval of your parents, you had to get the approval of your teachers, in order to survive in the world, you have to succeed. That means you have to have the grades, you have to have the... Whatever process it is that gives you the means by which you can establish some sense of well-being. But that's a false sense of well-being. It's not the quality of well-being that comes from simply caring for yourself. Now, this is a true story. I used to be on the floor with Feldenkrais teaching. He would come around, he would kick my foot, and he said, I was an athlete. He said, stupid athlete. It's not human movement, what I was doing. He says, I take better care of you than you can take care of yourself. I take better care of you than you can take care of yourself. And I'd say, no, there's no way. He's a little guy. He's 5'5". He's round. He's brilliant. But he can't take better care of me than I can take care of myself. A little cocky. I was a black belt, years of athletics, et cetera, et cetera. So I came back and I started a business here in town, the very business that Mary Jane came to originally, in which I would teach 7 to 10 classes a week, see 30 to 35 people a week. I would administer the building. My days are 18 hours. And during that time, I ruined completely two relationships. So let me say, I knew something about taking care of myself. I knew nothing about taking care of myself, caring for myself. I only knew how to live out the conditions that I used to give myself a sense of well-being. I could carry that out with a tremendous amount of will, but I had no skill in the ability to care for myself. Now, how do you learn to listen to yourself? Again, there are hundreds of ways right here. In this studio, in this place around me, there are hundreds of ways. There are meditation practices, there are yoga practices, there are martial arts techniques, there are psychotherapists, there are hundreds and hundreds of ways. So what is the particular advantage of the Feldenkrais method? Because there's a particular process that we involve people in that invites them into a particular kind of quietness and an attention to themselves that's different than any other process. And that's the major capacity of the work. Remember, every single person has inherent within them the ability to learn. The question then is, how do you involve yourself in an environment where you remember your own inherent capacity? Now, that environment must take you to the point that your attention turns inwardly to the point that you can distinguish differences and learn to utilize the differences. And that means if I'm working with Mary Jane and I'm touching her and she's in an acute state, she's not 100% in an acute state. There are elements within her that are still available. How do I touch her in such a way that reminds her that she can spread this quality of evenness and care for herself throughout the whole of herself when I'm touching her? So the acute state is intact in place because she must have it. When you have an emotional wound or a physical difficulty like she had falling off the horse, the body must in fact compensate. You have no choice. It will compensate to protect itself from further injury. Pain is associated to the activity to protect you from further injury. And pain is not located at the point of the injury. It's a brain function. Now, so the whole process by which the human brain can begin to find within itself whether it has the means to be safe as opposed to the needing to protect itself requires a completely different kind of a session. It can't be one that's directive, that tries to make change, that deals with particular kinds of deep tissue work or whatever it is. It means that the system has to be able to listen to itself to find out if it's safe. And that's a particular quality of touching and caring for a person. Now, it's not just that, because so I'm going to do a little physiology just for a moment. Okay. Because the regions of the brain, the prefrontal cortex, which has executive function, and its greatest capacity is to give us the sense of choice. It gives us curiosity. Now, the prefrontal cortex is important to us because the prefrontal cortex, actually, if it's working really well and you're in a curious state, you can't be curious if you're emotionally upset. So true. when you're truly curious and in your imagination, it's almost guaranteed that you're also going to be in a state of where you're emotionally regulated. You're going to be calm. If you're emotionally disturbed, it's very difficult to do math.
Or anything.
Or anything.
Yeah. You're right. Focused on right. Whatever is that it's upsetting
now,
you.
Now, these two regions coexist and tend to inhibit each other. If you're emotionally involved, you know, if you're procrastinating, what do? I'm going to go have a donut because I don't want to have to think.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So you give yourself a sense of well-being and safety by having the donut rather than actually being involved in thinking. But if you're truly in a place where you're in your imagination, then you're going to be quiet in your emotions. But let's talk about these other two regions in the brain, the motor cortex and the sensory cortex. Because the motor cortex is which, and this is where, this is Feldenkrais's genius. The place in which you intend and you make motor plans is in the motor cortex. The way that you initiate action can only be based if you have a clear sense of sensation. If you can't sense where you are, then how can you act? But if you don't act, how can you change how you sense? Now, when you go back and forth between sensation and movement, this process within the system of attending to sensation and movement actually inhibits both the limbic system and the prefrontal cortex, brings about significant quiet within the system. Significant quiet in the system. And the result is concrete, because the resultant for a Feldenkrais teacher is to not only bring about this quiet in the system, but to bring a person to a place where they function in the world of gravity to a higher degree. In a sense, canceling gravity, which means canceling all of the way they learned to experience themselves. Now, this is a little tricky, but the process which when a person comes to a place of truly just being quiet in themselves, standing clearly in their skeleton with a minimal amount of tone supporting themselves, the historical process, the way that they maintain the muscular habit of self-protection, and all the compensations they've had from their physical injuries and from their emotional wounds, is for that moment quiet. And that person stands within themselves with a complete different sense of freedom, recognizing the potential they have for living in that kind of freedom.
I'm ready.
Well,
I'm
you
ready.
Can see that in Riley, my granddaughter, because just even lying on the table, after just start working with her, she just became calm and quiet. That was not like any other work she's had. She was so fidgety, they couldn't work on right. her very long.
Yeah.
So that is, I'm fascinated. Okay, unfortunately, time for us to take another short break. I know we have a caller. We will get to you when we come back. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Do you keep attracting the same type of guy over and over? Do you believe all of the good guys are taken and you might be single forever? Hi, my name is Deb Acker, and in addition to being the host of Truth Talk Radio, I'm an intuitive life coach and energy healer. I clear energy blocks to all areas of life, including love. Did you know that many times a thing that keeps us attracting the same type of person is energy related? What if you could complete this pattern for good to attract conscious, loving men? Don't think it's possible? Several years ago, this is where I was, and I went on a journey to figure out how to undo this for myself, and I now help others with this. I love helping clients clear this pattern for good to have the love they so desire and deserve. If this resonates for you and you're ready to be truly done attracting the same type of person, I'd love to gift you with my pattern identification session. Simply contact me on the contact page of my website, deborahacker.com. That's deborahacker.com. And let me know you heard about this gift through Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to connecting soon.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now. To receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Have you ever said to yourself, I need to let this go? While the phrase sounds effective, what does it actually mean? How do you let something go? Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. Here's an idea when letting something go. Find a time you won't be disturbed, and just between you and the universe, handwrite a letter sharing all your feelings of anger, hurt, and sadness. At the end, write, however, I choose to live my life with love, joy, and strength, and so for all that, I release you. After you sign your name, immediately shred the letter, noting how your body physically feels as you release something that you've been carrying for oh so long. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my site at elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotE.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Here today with Mary Jane and our very special guest, Dr. Jeff Haller. If you would like more information about Dr. Haller, please visit his website at insidemoves.org. That's insidemoves.org. And I believe we have a caller on the line.
Yeah, we'll take Dana calling in from Monroe. Hello, Dana.
Hello. Yeah, I have a question. I'm a client of Mary Jane's, and she's really helped me with lots of, you know, everything from blood clot in my lungs, and now we're working on gallbladder, and just started talking to her about issues with my knees. I've had, you know, bone on bone, and I've had shots. And she did a little body work on me, and it was great for a few days, and it was kind of hard for me to go back more frequently. And I was wondering if your method of treatment would be good for something like this with my knee giving out and that it kind of affects my feet.
Dana, we're going to turn it over to Jeff and let him just answer that question.
I can answer it before. Jeff
we all
answer.
Know the answer.
The answer is absolutely. Absolutely he can help you in change.
But it might be more, yeah.
Right. Well, I can help you become conscious in the way that you function. The erosion, which has been a lifetime of erosion skeletally, and I can't guarantee anything with regards to the what would happen with the pain relative to the bone on bone situation. The process by which you learn to move through space with clear intention so that you place less stress on yourself than the way that you've habitually organized yourself. Because if you remember, early on we said, nobody mastered being in the world of gravity. Every one of us is maladapted to some way. So the question is with your own consciousness, with your attention, could you find a way to alleviate some of the difficulty? And I believe that's possible. I mean, that's what I've done for the last 35 years, is invite people to, through their own attention, their ability to discriminate, find an easier, more effective way to move.
Which affects everything in your body. It affects, what I find is if you're balanced in that way, it's going to affect the amount of nutrition you use. People take more supplements and do more work because they never get to that balance. And they're always struggling. And it's the emotions that are thrown in there that keep stirring you up.
Well, yeah, for sure the emotions are involved because you're so worried about your sense of security. If you take a moment and just imagine for yourself, if you were completely free of anxiety and you were had an internal sense of security, what would be your demeanor? Just exactly. Think of the change quietly for a moment. Think, how would your face be at this moment? How would your breath be if you no longer carried this insecurity within yourself? And if you're worried about falling and in pain, you're for sure, from a biological point of view, worried. And so you can't trust where you're standing.
And then you create other physical symptoms.
No question.
And it just goes on and on.
Right. The integration of the whole is exactly that. And it's trying to preserve itself in its very best way.
Yeah. So my job for my clients is to direct them to help educate you. What's available for you and what can help you? And there is a perfect, great answer for you, Dana. So all you got to do is make an appointment.
Perfect. And we can give out that information. Go ahead and answer the appointment.
Yep, that's insidemoves.org. insidemoves.org. I suggest everybody check out the website. I can't wait to make my appointment as soon as we get off the air. I'm super excited. I would have made it sooner. However, Dr. Haller has been traveling, so been very busy. So I'm very excited as we sit here and he gives me that little smile like I'm going to be a real project for him. All right, we're going
to go. We're going to go back to Jeff and pick up the conversation about the Feldenkrais method.
All right, so what questions do you have?
So who does this help?
Well, the main people that this helps is a person who's not looking for someone outside them to fix them.
Aha, that's good.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Yes, this work helps people that are not looking for an outside source of someone to fix them. They're looking to find the means within themselves to refine their own functioning.
That's powerful.
I just got chills.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to be fixed. Or everybody wants to fix someone.
Or a quick pill. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is clearly a process. And the process means that we have to counteract and transform the way that we've historically been educationally trained, which is to seek our sense of well-being in outwardly rather than from an internal sense of within ourselves as to, is this an easier way for me to act, move, and live? And so that means I have to be able to be in the state where I'm willing to make those discriminations. That also means that I'm going to have to be willing to practice myself in a way that I've never practiced before. Mm-hmm. In other words, we live in a culture of mass culture of fittism. And yeah, and so
yes, absolutely.
And in the world of fittism, there's very, very little variability in the nervous system. We train non-variable patterns repetitiously over and over and over again, basically to burn calories so that we can look a particular way.
Mm-hmm.
That's a particular way of looking at ourselves in an external way and trying to have an external standard, which has nothing to do with the quality of beauty of our internal life. So the question then is how do I learn to shift my attention into attending to my own experience? And so people who want to do this, who want to benefit from this work, have to understand that the very nature of the process will be different than anything that they've done before.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And will change. They will have a different outcome.
Yeah, it's funny. Years ago, Feldenkrais, when I was training with Moshe, and there's a day in which he's holding a sheath of papers, and they're all questions from the students. So this is 1981. And he's got this sheath of papers. They're all filled with questions. And Moshe says, you know, I would really, really like to answer these questions for you, but I cannot. I am not teaching you from the paradigm that these questions came from. Now,
wow.
So we had a lot of academic people, and these people who are in their academic process were busy telling Moshe that he wasn't teaching his own material properly because he was not teaching to outcomes. Now, why would you want outcomes? I'd want to be able to produce outcomes because that would be the basis of my sense of well-being, as opposed to, again, how do I learn to care for myself?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody's different.
Yeah, and if I'm working with people, then each session has to be individually organized in such a way that the person for themselves is involved in the discovery process. My agency as a practitioner is not what I do, but by how I ask questions to you, so that you learn to take those questions internally and ask questions of yourself, because only you can change your own experience. I can't change your experience for you. I can create an environment in which you can change your experience.
And, you know, when you do ask those questions, just thinking about it, it really, you have to be in a quiet space to be able to answer those questions. And
right.
by after working, it's like you can go to that space and actually be able to explain how you feel or what experience you've had.
Well, and the thing is that what's so lovely about that is that once you've started in that process, then the experiences that you're having are concrete and you can return to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not nebulous. It's not something that's just helter-skelter, that you actually begin to engage in the process. And the real question is to look at the end of working, is the quality of my life improved?
Exactly.
So and then you have to determine, well, what do I mean by quality of life? But do I have a higher level of physical integrity? Can I meet the challenges of the changing world in the way that I act, walk, and move? Do I have a renewed sense of emotional dignity? Have I reached a particular kind of regal quality that every human being has within them? Can I bring that quality to life rather than have it tramped down by my past experiences? Do I have a sense of health? And health means something really completely different from my point of view. Health means, do I have the resources to live out my dreams?
Exactly.
That's what a healthy person does. And a healthy person goes beyond recovering from shock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a healthy person is better than they were before.
Exactly.
And who doesn't want to be better? All right, time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary Jo Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to FullSpectrumFinance.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Everybody else does.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. For those of you who'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, you can go ahead and give her office a call at 888-777-4232. If you would like to find out more about our very special guest, Dr. Jeff Haller, which I suggest everybody take this information down, It's insidemoves.org. Insidemoves.org. I all recommend that you check out that website and experience a new way to take care of yourself.
You'll remember it because all you got to do is think about how does your inside move.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm excited. I can't wait.
What a difference it is to turn your attention inward and to pay attention to the, and to, you know, it's the greatest capacity that we have as human beings is actually to make discriminations. I mean, when you think of a fine chef or you think of a wine connoisseur or you think of someone who's an artist and the subtlety with which they can make differences between hues and the way that they combine and everybody. When if you think about it, there's not a person who hasn't perfected something in their life when they have tremendous ability to discriminate whether they do it to the highest quality or not. Now the question is, can you spread that ability throughout the rest of your life? And then the question is,
in every
how?
Area, yeah,
in every area of your life,
yeah.
Exactly how? So, you know, this work is not just taught individually; that this work is taught through a class process called Awareness Through Movement. And this is a nice way for the public to be involved. And there are, you can look up, you can go to the FeldenkraisGuild.com and you can look for a practitioner in your area. In Seattle, there's a Seattle Feldenkrais group of a number of, I mean, probably 20 different Feldenkrais teachers. They all have classes. The class schedule's posted. I have my own schedule posted on my website, so I'm teaching classes. And again, though, you have to really enter into the class with a different set of eyes. You know, I don't know. Years ago, I read a lot of Hermann Hesse. And one of the books is called Steppenwolf. And actually, the major character's last name is Haller, like mine. Mm-hmm. So, but there's a time in the book where the price of admission to the magic theater is your mind only. Mm-hmm. It's a small price to pay. In other words, your conditioned mind, in the way that you've always been trained, and to seek outcomes by something that you do for a goal or that's goal-oriented. So to actually to recognize that you're going to enter into the class and you're going to be asked questions that ask you, really deeply ask you, to pay attention to differences. Now, until you can make discriminations, you can't learn. You'll continue to do what you've always done. So in order to make discriminations, the class cannot have a lot of stimulation. We couldn't talk with each other if there was an airplane engine next to each other. Your ability to discern what I'm saying wouldn't be possible. So the stimulation here in the room is such that we can actually, there's an affordance for us to actually hear what we're saying. So we have to, if you want to learn to wine taste, you don't do it by gulping big gulps of wine. You taste a little bit. And then you cleanse your palate and you take time to reflect on what your experience was before you take the next moment. Now, people can justify taking a wine tasting class, but could they justify spending an hour or 2 hours a week or twice or two or three times a week where they learn to refine their ability to discriminate all of their senses, to organize their eyes, to organize their hearing, to organize the way that they kinesthetically can appreciate a quality of movement within themselves. That's completely different than what you would find in your Tai Chi class or your yoga class, your martial arts class. Because in a sense, this process is foundational to the way that you would go about learning any of the other arts, whether you wanted to be an artist, a movement artist, whether you wanted to be a horseback rider. You know, it's funny, Mary Jane, and I say this with all seriousness. I have worked over the years with many, many people who will spend more money on their horses than they'll spend on themselves.
Oh, absolutely. I see that.
Yeah.
More money on dogs, whatever.
But they don't understand. I mean, for example, you take a violinist, and I'm facetious when I say this, but I'll tell the violinist, just bring your box with you. Well, no, that's a Stradivarius. No, bring the damn box, because that Stradivarius can't play anything. It's you. Your emotional, your whole integrated self that touches the strings, that produces the sound, that produces the emotion, that produces the music that I listen to. Yeah. And so
exactly.
Then the question is, how do you refine yourself? It's not just technique. How do you refine the whole of yourself to bring this marvelous quality of self? There's nothing worse than listening to a musician who's just a technician.
Right.
But when you listen to the emotion that someone brings and places into the music, in the way that they touch the string.
Well, it was like when I was writing that day, the compliments I got and I could write before, but the compliments were, the way you rode, you looked lighter, you looked younger, you one with your horse. It was just a whole different area. Yeah.
Each session serves to bring about this quality of wholeness. And as Feldenkrais practitioners, we're continually working to redefine the method, because in the general view of the public who know the method, think of it as movement work. We utilize the sensory motor capacities of a person to create transformation. So movement is the basis by which the transformation takes place. But the transformation takes place because of what you do within yourself to make these discriminations and to change the way that you act and experience yourself.
And it's exciting because it's not any long experience or long deal until
process.
You get the results. I mean, if you're there for the right reason, you can tell a difference.
Yeah, I mean, I've certainly had the great experience of working people with very, very long-term chronic issues, and they come for a long time. The degree that takes place, but again, if they look at the quality of their life, it's worth the investment that they make in themselves. I know we're running out of time, but if you take a look at your life and you see where your life is going, the trajectory of your life, and you think of all the things that you've done at this point in time, you find out are they actually changing the trajectory of what you're doing? And what's going to have to change the trajectory? There must be some way in which you learn something new if the trajectory is going to change. The ability to engage your life with consciousness in an engaged, functional way is the only way that I know of that the real quality of your life improves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And again, like Jeff said, give the guild...
Feldenkraisguild.com.
If you want to find a practitioner in your area, because we're all over everywhere.
Yeah, the guild is, there are practitioners around the world. I just gave a workshop in Basel, Switzerland. There are eight people from eight different countries in Basel for the workshop I just gave. So, yeah, the work is very, very well spread. Not particularly well known, but very, very well spread.
So look up a practitioner near you. What about your... upcoming teaching?
I have a new training program for practitioners, and it's for people that are truly, not for people that are interested in having an intensive Feldenkrais experience, but for people who have done the research for themselves, have had the experience, and can say to themselves, I want to be a practitioner of the Feldenkrais method.
That's exciting, and that's right here in Seattle.
That'll be here in Seattle starting in April.
Okay, and you can look up information on that also on Jeff's website.
You can look that up at FeldenkraisTrainingAcademy.com.
Okay, so again, what a great show today. We had Mary Jane and we had Dr. Jeff Howler. Remember, insidemoves.org, please check out that website and get more information. And if you dare, make your appointment. I'll be doing mine as soon as we end the show. Dr. Howler keeps looking at me with this cute little grin on his face, so I'm excited. Mary Jane, any last words?
Well, today's show, just once again, it's about being the best you could be and giving you a modality that works and can change your life. And it's about stepping into who you were meant to be. And it's all about what I do, is helping you step into your own power and being the best. So look up some information, you could read some books and find out more.
And let's live our dreams to the fullest. Thank you all for listening. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We will see you all next month. Sometimes you're crazy.